Hi folks, this is Martin Doser from Wales in the UK. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. Stay tuned. On a Sunday over Cardiff.
Gone, gone, all the way gone. Everyone goes to school around here. And next spring she and her boyfriend are going to Dublin to live for a year. To Dublin to live for a year. I was young then. She says, right on, but I'm gone as my mind's echoes wandering forward to when. To when the pretty young girl in the high tops is writing poems in a flattened out mind. Tonight it's snowing in Cleveland. I'm no one to tell her we lose all the best things to time. Oh, we lose all the best things to time. We'll be right back.
tucked away in the glove box, shows many miles left to go. In 3 days nonstop, hope this engine doesn't give until I pass snow. I hope that I can see blue sea and palm trees, but the radio tuned in too. California, 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 I think I'll stay down, I think I'll stay down for a while. Reminder in this place, we fought with everything. For one, we let her go. She kept her dignity and grace. I hope that I can find some kind of peace of mind. I'll stay down for a while.
My name's Justin Rutledge, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Lay me down, sweet Jesus, by the trembling skyline, by the fox's vineyard, by the snowman's eye. Oh, lay me down by the black boys, lay me down by the blue boys, and lay me down in the sweetness of my father's arms. Lay me down, sweet Jesus, by the fever of your cold, where the soil goes hungry, where the pretty worms hide. Lay me down by the highways, by the messianic road maps, and lay me down in the sweetness of my father's arms. Lay me down,
sweet Jesus.
Lay me down, sweet Jesus.
By the muddy river Jordan.
By the muddy river Jordan.
By the teeth of piano.
By the teeth of piano.
By the punk rock.
That is a Vancouver-based blues guy, actor, and all-around interesting fellow, Jim Burns. He's got a brand new record called House of Refuge, and that's a cover of a Justin Rutledge song. Saw Justin at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Talked a bit about that. He's quite proud that somebody finally covered one of his songs. How good is Justin Rutledge? How good was he at the Winnipeg Folk Festival? Holy cow. If you haven't checked him out, justinrutledge.com. He's coming through opening for Jim Cuddy in the fall, which should be pretty interesting. Check that out. He's also got some interesting stuff up at his MySpace page if you want to check that silliness out. You just go to myspace.com/Justin Rutledge, and you can see his video and see a picture of him with Dolly Parton and hear an unreleased song and all kinds of stuff. So check that out. He's great. Anyways, Jim Burns' new record, House of Refuge, out on Black Hen Music. It's produced by Steve Dawson, and Steven and Jesse Zubat played all over that song. It's good stuff. And man, is it a good-looking package again by a man called Rycraft. If you've ever seen a great-looking Canadian CD, chances are it's designed by a man called Rycraft. And it's so good-looking that I'll forgive him for plagiarizing himself. If you look at Ken Whiteley's gospel record, some similarities there, but who's to notice but me. Brand new from the Paperboys before that, from a great new record called Clear My Throat. No, it's called The Road to Ellenside. We heard California there, and well, I don't know, I'm all choked up here. I'm so excited about this new music out of True North Records very soon. Paperboys, we heard the Audreys before that, You and Me and Steve McQueen, from a great record called Between Last Night and Us, also on True North Records. Peter Mulvey, Girl in the High Tops, from his new record, The Knuckleball Suite, and it's got some fine stuff on it, including an interesting cover that I meant to play on Thursday night, but we didn't get around to it. Maybe this Thursday on Steel Belt the Radio, we'll play that interesting cover. tune in for that. Martin Joseph before that finally got his new record. The record is called Deep Blue, and it's out on True North Records finally. We heard Can't Breathe. What an interesting record this is. Very, very interesting. Pick it up and find out for yourself, or stay tuned because, you know, we'll play more of it soon. And we started out with John Gorka, Writing in the Margins, his new record out on Red House Records. Fine label and a fine record and a fine singer-songwriter. So that's just fine by me, don't you think? Anyways, more new music. We got tons of it. Just kind of cram it in before we get kicked out of here. What do I even have lined up next? Which one? Not that one. Oh, must be this one. Oh, yeah. This is another super exciting one. This guy came out of nowhere a couple of years ago to give me one of my favorite CDs of that year. And he's back with another fine one. The record is called Break Me Open, and it is a fine record. We are going to hear Cold, Cold Ground. This guy's name is John Smith. All one word. Tell the band to go home.
Today we laid poor Davy down in the cold, cold ground. Today we shed our tears upon the cold, cold ground. We knelt there and we shook with grief as we called his name out loud. Today we laid poor Davy down in the cold, cold ground. My father and my mother stood on the cold, cold ground. My sisters and my brothers stood on the cold, cold ground. We threw our lilies in the grave as we all circled around. Today we laid our brother down in the cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Today we laid our brother down in the cold, cold ground. Oh, taken in the prime of life to the cold, cold ground. Struck down by senseless violence to the cold, cold ground. Tell me, Lord, when will we learn to lay these weapons? Just dig a hole and throw them down into the cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Cold, cold ground. Let's dig a hole and throw them down into the cold, cold ground. Look down upon us, Davy, on this cold, cold ground. Say a prayer for all us left down here on this cold, cold ground. Pray we find the way to peace and then we hear that bugle sound. Look down upon us, Davy, on this cold, cold ground. 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 Today we laid our brother down in the cold, cold ground. Today we laid poor Davy down in the cold, cold ground. In the cold.
Tell the band to go home. This is Slade Cleaves, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
working man with a welder's tan, a sky blue Ford you bought secondhand. You drive on down to the factory, you drive on down cause it's your job, you see. You carry a thermos underneath your arm, a little coffee and bourbon will help you through the morn. You crack wise with the boys so I don't bring you down. Time ain't nothing but the world spinning round. Call it sleep, there's a car out on the four lane. Call it sleep, rain on the window pane. Call it sleep, it's all the same. Stop off down at the Palomino Club. The neon sign says we've got your butt. It's a cinder block building on a gravel parking lot. It's Friday night, you're out to spend every cent you got. So you dance the floor with a Mexican girl. She's got whiskey on her breath and smoke in her curls. Hands holding cigarettes and faces you don't know. You sit at the bar until it's time to go. Call it sleep, there's a car out on the four lane. Call it sleep, rain on a window pane. Call it sleep, it's all the same. Like mud over your eyes. The sun coming up's just a 60-watt light. Maybe leave this town and leave this life. Get in your car and you start to drive. There's boarded up buildings and places you've never been. The cars on the interstate never seem to end. It all flies away with the wave of your hand, like birds over water trying to find land. Call it sleep, there's a car out on the four lane. Call it sleep, rain on a window pane. Call it sleep, it's all the same. Man with a welder's tan, a sky blue Ford you bought secondhand.
Thanks for coming under the tent, guys. Thank you very much. I think if I were you, I'd probably prefer to be in the rain, cool off a little bit, but this is a new song.
Her skirt up to her knees, walks through the garden of rose with her bare feet laughing. I never learned to count my blessings, I choose instead to dwell in my disasters. I walk on down the hill through grass grown tall and brown, and still it's hard somehow to let go of my pain.
past the bust and bags of this old and rusted Cadillac that sinks into the field collecting rain. And will I always feel this way? So cutthroat, busted sunsets, these cold and damp white mornings, I have grown weary. And if through my cracked and dusty country lips I spoke these words out loud, would no one hear me? Lay your blouse across the chair, let fall the flowers from your hair, and kiss me with that country mouth so plain. Outside the rain is tapping on the leaves, to me it sounds like they're applauding us, the quiet love we made. Will I always feel this way? So
dream. This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio.
So the good news is that I located my copy of Alejandro Escovedo's new CD, The Boxing Mirror. I found the disc. It's not at home. It's not in my CD player, so you can't come over and listen to it. I mean, you can come over, but you can't listen to that. The bad news is that it was misfiled in the case of another CD that I really wanted to play. So we didn't hear something from the brand new Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch, and Fats Kaplan, Lost John Dean, huh? Didn't hear that. So you can come over and listen to that if you want. Instead, we heard Deer Head on the Wall from The Boxing Mirror from Alejandro. We heard brand new Radney Foster before that with Fool's a Dream. I wonder if T-Bar is listening today. I don't think he is because he had to work early today, so it's too bad. Brand new record is This World We Live In. That song featured Kim Ritchie. We heard Ray LaMontagne before that, Empty, from his brand new live thing, Live from Bonnaroo, 2005, that is. Neat little 6-song EP. You can order up off the old interweb. Preview of his next record, which should be out soon. We heard Slade Cleaves' Call It Sleep from his great record Unsung, and got to hear Slade do that song a couple times. Saw him in Grand Forks, North Dakota, at the Big Empire Theater on what day was that? That was June the 30th. Yeah, Friday night, June the 30th. Went down to Grand Forks to see Slade, and took us longer to get there because T-Bar, it's hard to get him motivated. So we got there a little late, and we were a little worried that we weren't going to be able to find seats. We were hoping to get there early so we could get a good seat. Walked in, and we just kind of stood at the back of the big theater until our eyes adjusted to see where we could sit. And by the time we adjusted to the light, we noticed that there was absolutely nobody there. Slade was playing to a crowd of just about nobody in Grand Forks on June the 30th. Good thing we showed up. Four of us went down, and we pretty much doubled the crowd. We walked in, and he said, "Are you guys from Winnipeg?" I don't know how he knew we were coming, but that's pretty funny. Anyway, so we heard brand new from Slade Cleaves. Played to a lot more people in Dauphin a couple days later. We heard John Smith from his brand new record, Break It Open, Cold, Cold Ground, and I'm sure you'll be hearing more off of all those brand new records in the weeks to come. We're almost at 4 o'clock here, which is a shame. I'm almost hoping that Bluegrass Guy doesn't show up, which it's starting to look like he might not, because I got so much more stuff to play. It's hard to fit it all into 2 hours sometimes. This is one of those weeks. The brand new record, eagerly anticipated. This was supposed to be out a year or so ago. I don't know what delayed it, but they put out a bunch of other stuff in the meantime. But it came out on the 4th of July, and it's been the best-selling record in North America ever since. Probably the world, I would imagine. The final ever recordings of Mr. Johnny Cash, a fine new record. American 5, 100 Highways, and... of course, he wasn't sounding quite like he did in the early days, but boy, oh boy, I don't care if the man had been on his deathbed breathing through a respirator. He still could have breathed amazing life into a tune, and he does some fine jobs on this record. And we'll play this one. This is an old Hank Williams song, and I got to tell you, I mean, the cynic in me wants me to believe that they put this on there sort of in a cold, calculated way so that we would think of June Carter when we were listening to it, but... I don't care, because holy cow, is this powerful and touching. It's you'd have to have a cold, cold heart not to get a little bit of a lump in your throat when you're listening to this. Check this out. This is brand new, the final recordings from Johnny Cash on the Evening Train from Hank Williams. Tell the Band to Go Home.
I heard the laughter at the depot, but my tears fell like the rain when I saw them place that long white casket in the baggage coach of the evening train. The baby's eyes are red from weeping. Its little heart is filled with pain. Oh, Daddy, it cried, they're taking Mama away from us on the evening train. As I turn to walk away from the depot, it seemed I heard her call my name. Take care of my baby and tell him, darling, that I'm going home on the evening train. I pray that God will give me courage to carry on till we meet again. It's hard to know she's gone forever. They're carrying her home on the evening train. I pray that God will give me courage to carry on till we meet again. It's hard to know she's gone forever. They're carrying her home on the evening train. They're carrying her home on the evening train. I was standing by my window yesterday morning, without a thought of worry or regret, when I saw the postman coming down the pathway. He was bringing me a letter edged in black. Well, he rang the bell and whistled while he waited. Then he said, "Good morning to you, Jack." But he never knew the sorrow that he brought me when he handed me that letter edged in black. With trembling hand I took the letter from him. I broke the seal and this is what it said: "Come home, my boy, your dear old father wants you. Come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead. The last words that your mother ever uttered was, 'Tell my boy I want him to come back.' My eyes are dim, my poor old heart is breaking, and I'm writing you this letter edged in black." I bowed my head in sorrow and in silence. The sunshine of my life, it all has fled since the postman brought that letter yesterday morning, saying, "Come home, my boy, your poor old mother's dead." Those angry words I wish I'd never spoken. You know I never meant them, don't you, Jack? May the angels bear me witness, I am asking your forgiveness in this letter edged in black.
Okay, the great featherweight champion Willie Pepps once said, talking of fighters' lifetime, said, "The first thing to go is your legs, then it's your reflexes, and then it's your friends." This one's called "The Last Thing to Go." The angels were singing a sad country song. sounded like something of yours. With a conscience as clear as the tear in your eye, and a heart beating golden and pure. And I felt all the feelings we set down in song, torn from the body and soul. And the fortunes that faded like stars into daylight, and teardrops we turned into gold. Every hard rock and wreck on the highway, every heartbroken rule of the road, every true thing we wrote on the wind is still singing. Love is the last thing to go. On our way to our place in the sun. Every hard rock and wreck on the highway, every heartbroken rule of the road, every true thing we wrote on the wind is still singing. Love is the last thing to go. Righteous killing in the name of freedom. We've been down that sorry road before. Let us hang around a little longer than they should have. It's too late to fool us anymore. We've seen the ones who kill the ones with vision. Cold-blooded murder right before your eyes. The day they hold the power and the money and the guns, it's getting hard to listen to their lies. And I just gotta wonder what my daddy would have done if he'd seen the way they turned this dream around. I gotta go by what he told me. Try to tell the truth and stand your ground. Don't let the bastards get you down. Bombing Baghdad back into the Stone Age, round the clock, nonstop for 40 days. Killed them in their homes and on their highways. Now, after a decade of crippling sanctions, we're talking about going back in there and doing it all over again. Fighting terrorism. I just gotta wonder what my daddy would have done if he'd seen the way they turned his dream around. I gotta go by what he told me. Try to tell the truth and stand your ground. Don't let the bastards get you down.
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 Good words to end by, I think. Don't let the bastards get you down. That's Kris Kristofferson, recorded live in 2002. Broken Freedom Song is the name of the record there. Pretty powerful statement there. Good stuff. Kris has got a new record. It's called This Old Road. And once again, the cynic in me wants to believe that he's trying to hop on the Johnny Cash American Recordings train with a pretty rough around the edges recording. Again, produced by a former rock pop guy, Don Was. We heard The Last Thing to Go from the new Kris Kristofferson. You can catch Kris Kristofferson at the Calgary Folk Fest in a couple of weeks. Well, if you don't, I will. Be going out there. We'll be talking more about that next week, I'm sure. Johnny Cash before that from House of Cash, the personal file. We heard The Letter Edged in Black. Those are recordings dug up from the 70s. And sounded pretty good, I would say. Before that, brand new from American 5, 100 Highways, we heard a cover of Hank Williams' On the Evening Train, and that is a fine record. I wasn't so sure it was going to be fine, but it's a pretty amazing thing, so check that out if you get the chance. And it's 4 o'clock. It's pretty much time to end the show and tell you to check out tellthebandtogohome.com and see us next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Thursday, 6:30 to 8 with Christine Terry on the Steel Belted Free Range Radio Show. But I'm going to stick around for a little bit and play some more things. I got to make amends for for my lack of CanCon so far in the show. So I'll be around for a little bit more. So if you don't have anything to do, then stick around. If you do, then I understand. You can go. It's all right. You've done your time. But we'll be back. I'll play a quick break and play some make amends for some commercials I haven't played. And then we'll be back and play a few good Canadian things. Set you straight. All right, we'll be right back with more. Tell the band to go home.